The 500,000-strong Pakistan army, said Mr. Khalid, has never been able to control the tribal areas, and the current campaign will not change that.
I have no hope that this government can do anything except to listen to the United States. And we are pulling the strings, telling them what to do. It's very unfortunate. The United States is to be blamed partly for this mess. The solution is to stop killing the people. First of all, these drone attacks have to stop. Innocent people have been killed, women, children. And once you kill those people, they know that it's the United States.
He believes the Obama administration has made a tragic political miscalculation.
Those are very corrupt human beings who are controlling Pakistan. This guy, Zardari, was in jail and there were many, many cases against him. He used to be called Mr. 10%. Any big contract awarded, they approached him and he would take 10% out of it. So now he's the president.
If it is Osama bin Laden that the US wants captured, assuming that Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are one and the same, is a cultural blunder which will backfire because political relationships are based on the code of honor rather than interest or ideology.
I'm sure he could not be living there without being given protection. They will rather be killed than to have anything happen to him. And that by the whole tribe.
And so the current offensive may in fact unify the troubled areas against the United States and have a negative impact on the war effort in neighboring Afghanistan.
Our forces in Afghanistan take supplies on trains or trucks about 1,000 miles through Pakistan. There are a lot more attacks now on those supplies. Things are so bad, we're paying $13 a gallon gasoline in Kabul.
For WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.